CBC Playhouse. This week, The Sisters by Silver Donald Cameron, with music by Stan Rogers.
Two sisters in the harbor, slowly wearing into sand. They cry with every wave, and then in silence wait to chart the harbor mouth in every man.
It is an old story, this. An old story from the misty, rock-strewn rim of Nova Scotia, where the sea cuts deep into the land and the land thrusts defiantly into the sea, and men live almost equally on both. Two massive, bare rocks, blackened and glistening from the Atlantic swell which crumbles endlessly against them, crouch like memories of vengeance by the entrance to Widow's Harbor. Seafarers who respect and fear them steer careful courses to avoid them. They've claimed their share of ships and men. These rocks are called the Sisters.
Could the moon but ride the water? But tonight, fog wraps the sea. Blind Mary's on the shore to hear her lover's oars. His low and loving whistle sets her free.
She cannot be seen this cold summer night. She cannot be seen because the small warmth of oil lamps and scattered windows does not reach to the shore, and because the darkness is thickened with fog. She is exquisitely slender and graceful, her flowing blonde hair milky with droplets of fog. If we could see her through the fog, we would find her strange, however, more like a statue than a woman. It is her eyes, blank and unseeing. She stands on a rock by the chill salt water, listening. She leans into the fog. Quickly, she sheds her threadbare coat, her shabby dress. She slips off the rock and enters the water as silently as any seal or seabird. Soundlessly, she swims, her head held out of the water. She turns her head from side to side, cracking the sound. That would be a dory, if anyone could see it. Oars shook in the full pins. The young man sits on the thwart, his face tanned dark as old wood from the sunlight which at other times bounces off the sea. His dark, curly hair is pearled with mist.
Mary, 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 Mary. Oh, you're cold. Here, I brought a blanket. No one saw you come.
All sleeping, Isaac. And I came over the kitchen roof.
Over the kitchen roof?
My side's by the window, and Rachel's sleeping in the same bed. And the floor creaks loud.
Oh, but over the roof?
Oh, Isaac, there's a thing or two good about being blind. People with sight often see danger where there's no danger at all. Are you glad I'm come?
Glad. I guess I'm glad.
You don't act it.
No. Then I might as well be going.
What a wicked man you are. And cruel.
I didn't say I mightn't take you with me.
And did I say I'd go?
And if I said it and meant it, what then? Oh, oh, you wild little bird.
Like a seal, she parts the water. What need she eyes to find her man? She touches Isaac's face, safe from the sea's embrace, and the peril of their fathers on the land.
Mary.
Mary.
Hush, Rachel. Go back to sleep.
I wasn't asleep. Your hair's wet.
Yes. It'll dry.
You were in the water.
Go to sleep, Rachel.
No. I know why you were in the water. I followed you.
You followed me?
Yes. I couldn't see none too well, but I followed you. You went down to the shore and waited. Then there was a whistle. You took off your clothes and went into the water, to the whistle. Oh, that was a long time ago, 2 hours at least.
Oh, you saw a deer.
And I can guess more. A man was there, sure. And what man? Not a decent man that would call it the house. Somebody else. And what man wouldn't call it this house? Only one. Walter Bond from Shag Cove. Oh, but you wouldn't be seeing Walter. One of his sons, perhaps. Isaac. Isaac Bond.
Rachel!
Oh, I seen you at the church picnic, talking with Isaac Bond when he thought nobody was watching. I seen the way you acted, laughing and joking and tossing your head. He thought nobody seen, but I seen.
Pooh, talking at a picnic. What's that?
I seen other things, too.
Like what?
Things. Things you don't know I seen.
Rachel, what things?
That Isaac Bond, he's always rowing round here into Widow's Harbor to see his granddad lately. Oh, he's some fond of his granddad these last few months, is Isaac. Why is that now?
No sin to be fond of your granddad.
Why is he always walking in the woods out back, do you think? You've taken to walking in the woods a deal yourself this past while.
Yes, but that's only...
We're not all blind here, you know.
You didn't tell anyone.
Like who?
Like anyone.
You mean father, why don't you say so?
All right, father.
The one man in the world he hates. And you're seeing his son.
You didn't tell him. Rachel, you didn't.
No. He'd be some wild, wouldn't he? Wonder what he'd say.
Oh, promise you won't tell him. Promise.
No. I ain't promising anything.
Who watches from the shoreline? Whose eyes with jealous anger tear? Who wrings her empty hands? Blind Mary's got a man. While Rachel looks to lonely empty years.
She wouldn't tell Father. Not Rachel. She's not cruel.
I don't know. You always see the best in everyone.
You don't like Rachel.
I don't trust her. There's a wildness in her.
In Rachel?
I seen that look in a rabbit's eyes when he's snared. Wild and foolish with fear. Your father'd kill you if he knew.
No. Oh, he's a hard man. An unforgiving man. But he's not like to kill his own daughter.
I think my father knows.
Isaac.
I think he's turning a blind eye.
What's he say?
He's been talking about your dad now this week past. Sorrowful. John Purcell, he said. John Purcell was the best friend I ever had. Here it's 8 years we've not spoken, all from a few angry words. He shouldn't have called me them things. I shouldn't have listened. That's what he said.
Mother says the same. John, you're stiff as an old poker. Go to Walter and say, Walter, I'm sorry for what's passed between us, and it's best forgotten. Don't be so stubborn.
But he doesn't.
He'd like to. But he's made foolish by his pride.
And if he knew that we were out...
He'd be more foolish still, I think.
They'll go on like that forever.
They might. Yes. Isaac, never mind them. They're not here. We're here, you and me, for a few minutes. Put them away. Don't think about them.
If it was that easy.
It is. I'll show you.
Oh, Mary, Mary.
She cannot be seen this cold summer night, but she is there all the same. She cannot be seen through the darkness thickened with fog. She is pinched and thin. Her eyes are bright and glittering. She has vision, but no one sees on such a night. She stands on a rock by the cold salt water, listening. She leans into the fog. Through the chill, wet air come small sounds like misty, indistinct butterflies. The sound of a dory rocking the ripples. A muffled, confidential laugh, replete with mischief and joy. Voices making sounds which are not words. Sounds like rising questions, like cries of pain, like gasps of surprise. Sounds which are not clear. Sounds like misty white moths.
Oh, you wicked, wicked girl.
Mary. Sweet, sweet Mary.
Going to share a little of that blanket? Or what?
You can have it all. Here.
Don't be foolish. Just cover my shoulders.
Mary, would you go away with me?
Yes, if I could.
The Halifax schooner's in Shag Cove. She'll be sailing on the ebb tomorrow midnight. We could go with her.
Yes.
We'll go then?
Yes. Yes, Isaac. We'll go.
Two sisters in the darkness. Mary drips across the floor. Rachel turns away. Someone's got to pay. I'll not be second sister here the more. Two sisters facing each the other. Blind Mary, loveliest to see, while plain old Rachel minds her mother and ducks her surly father's hand. Rachel, watch your sister. Rachel, isn't Mary pretty? Rachel, get that bloody water in. Rachel, you're so lazy. Rachel, isn't lovely Mary clever? Jesus, Mary, someone's got to pay.
No need to be quiet. I ain't sleeping.
Oh. Well, good night, Rachel.
Good night. Is that all you got to say?
What else should I say?
You might pray.
Pray for what?
The forgiveness of your sin, perhaps.
What are you getting at, Rachel?
I know what you do in that dory with Isaac. You better pray.
That's my concern. You should mind your own concerns.
What concerns have I got? I ain't been out in any dory. What would Father say?
You wouldn't tell him. You wouldn't tell him, Rachel. I don't know what he'd do to me if he knew.
And what's that to me?
I'm your sister, Rachel.
Oh, I know that well enough. I'm 23 years old and not even my own father notices I'm alive. And you are only 18 and courted by a man like Isaac Bond. And planning to run off with him too, I shouldn't wonder. I never chose to be plain and single. I never chose to grow up just the old lady that lives alone in this house. But God never asked me.
Oh, Rachel, you're on the edge of blasphemy.
Well, what did God ever do for me that I should treat him with respect? I feel like someone that's punished and they did nothing wrong. And you do wicked things with Isaac. But like as not, you'll not be punished.
Mitchell, don't. I don't love Isaac just to spite you. Destroying my happiness won't bring yours.
I'm past hoping for happiness.
I'm happy now, but you tell me I'm beautiful in your plane. But what's that to me? I've never seen you or father. I love Isaac like I love the sound of music. But I've never seen him and never will.
But you've touched him in sinful ways.
No. When I've done something sinful, I'm ashamed. And I'm not ashamed.
I know what that is. You're past knowing the difference.
No, I'm not.
Then I'll tell father.
No!
Why not, if you ain't ashamed?
If I've sinned, God will punish me.
No, he won't. Because he ain't fair.
She cannot be seen this cold summer night, but she is there all the same. She cannot be seen because the small warmth of oil lamps and scattered windows does not reach to the shore, and because of the darkness thickened with fog. She leans into the fog. She enters the water as silently as a seabird. Soundlessly, she swims, her head held out of the water. She listens for the whistle. Can she have mistaken the direction? She treads water, listening. Ah, off to the left. She changes direction and swims again. Dead ahead, but further away. It almost seems as though Isaac must be moving the dory. But why? She feels herself weakening. Her arms and legs are heavy. Though she whips them through the water, they hardly seem to move. St- is that the sound of oars? Isaac is moving the dory. But why? Should she turn and make for shore? But where is the shore after all this turning and stopping? She can only follow the whistle. But why is the dory moving? Why are the waves rising? Why does a long swell seem to be lifting her and dropping her, lifting her and dropping her? It feels like open ocean. It is open ocean. She is out past the harbor mouth, and the whistle's no closer. It seems to be going out to sea as fast as she swims towards it. Her arms and legs are blocks of ice, impossible to move. She feels herself sliding down, down among the long ocean swells. A wave washes over her face, choking her. Isaac! Isaac!
Isaac! Isaac! Isaac! Isaac!
Isaac isn't here. Isaac isn't here, Mary.
Rachel!
I didn't tell Father, Mary.
Rachel! Come get me! I can't swim anymore!
I didn't tell nobody.
Rachel, help me! I'll drown! I can't swim anymore!
I seen what needed to be done. I done it!
Rachel! Help me!
Rachel,
I done it! I done it myself!
Mary swimming close behind.
Isaac!
She's calling Isaac's name. Rachel whistles yet again and smiles behind the madness of her eyes. Not been late before. The schooner waits the tide. She will be my bride.
Mary, will you not come through the door?
You, whoever you be. Who is it? You in the bushes. I've me shotgun to hand. If you don't want a mouthful of birdshot, you'd best come out and state your business. Right then. You've had fair warning.
Don't shoot! I will...
Oh! I warn you now. Who be you?
Isaac. Isaac Bond.
Isaac Bond?
I can't see...
Rachel, Mary!
Oh, Lord Jesus, you're all blood. Where's Mary?
She'll be right here. Mary!
She's gone, Judith. Rachel, too.
Guts, hurry. Stay at midnight. Mary. Mary.
What's this?
He's not dead. He's just hurt.
Rachel, help me. Hold his face up. So, good. Dear God, he's not breathing.
He's dead?
No. God.
He
no.
is?
How was I to know him? I couldn't see him.
Shouldn't be shooting if you can't.
Isaac.
No use, Mother.
Where's Mary?
I don't know. Ain't she in bed?
No, she ain't. She's not in bed, and Rachel's not in bed. And then Rachel comes back and says she doesn't know nothing. Well, by Jesus, I believe she does. Why was young Isaac skulking about here? Where is Mary? Where were you yourself, Rachel? By the living Jesus, I want some answers!
Oh, Father, don't. Don't hit me.
Then you tell me what's going on.
I don't know.
Father, no!
Where were you?
In the dory.
Out in Dory. Was Mary with you?
No. Mary wasn't in the dory.
Well, where is she? You tell me no lies now, miss.
I can't. Don't hit me. Don't hit me. It wasn't fair.
John. What wasn't fair, Rachel? Come on.
She was running off with Isaac.
With Isaac? That's why he came here?
Yes. Yes.
Well, now, tell me what happened, Rachel.
He was coming nights in his dory, yes, and whistling. Mary'd swim out to him. They was going to run away, Mother.
Yes, yes, I see.
It wasn't fair. She got away with everything. She done sinful things with Isaac.
Well, what happened then?
I just rode out in the dory and whistled like Isaac and rode out of the harbor. Whistling. And then I rode back.
Oh, Rachel, you're wicked girl.
She was getting away with sinful things.
Get up.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. Get up, Father, Rachel.
Father, don't, Father, you're hurting.
Come on. Down here.
Her father. And smoke drifting in the air. Isaac at his feet fights for air to speak. Oh, Mary, lovely Mary, are you there?
And so it all happens in silence. Silently, he ties her feet with tough codline. In silence, he empties Isaac's dory, takes the oars, the fishing gear, the gaff. Soundlessly, he pushes it out, ties the painter to his own dory, pushes off. With the smooth, powerful strokes of a lifetime's fishing, he tows Isaac's dory into the fog, towing his bound daughter. You would hardly think they were moving in their cocoon of mist. The sea begins heaving. They are beyond the harbor mouth. John rows further. The swell rises and falls, rises and falls.
How far did you go, Rachel?
I don't know. Father.
About here, look.
Father, don't drown me, please.
I won't drown you, no. I won't drown you.
Rachel, Rachel, Rachel.
Father, you're not leaving me.
Where's your sister?
There's a nice ebb setting. By morning, you'll be well out to sea.
Father,
I don't know, and I don't care.
Goodbye, Rachel.
Father!
Mary had a man, but if I can't, no one can.
Father!
Look out in the harbor, she'll be there. Two sisters in the harbor. Breakers warning every man. Their father crying in the kitchen. Isaac's blood upon his finger, resting on the trigger, as he stares into the barrel, while his wife peeks at the doorway. Isaac staring sightless skyward, Rachel calling for her sister in a shattered, roaring wave out in the bay.
Mary. Rachel.
Rachel. Find your sister.
Two massive, bare rocks, blackened and glistening from the Atlantic swell which crumbles endlessly against them, crouch like dark memories of vengeance by the entrance to Widow's Harbor. They have claimed many ships and many men. These rocks are called the Sisters.
The Sisters by Silver Donald Cameron. Featured in this week's cast were Jennifer Brown as Mary, Jay Bowen as Isaac Bond, and Elva Mae Hoover as Rachel. Maya Anderson and Frank Perry were Judith and John Purcell. Narration was by Sandy Webster. Specially commissioned music for this program was composed and performed by Stan Rogers, with Garnet Rogers on flute, and bass by David Allen Eady. Recording engineers were Ray Falsick, John Jessup, and Tom Shipton, and sound effects were by Bill Robinson. The Sisters was produced and directed for CBC Playhouse by Bill Howell.